U.S. surveillance satellites have detected activity at North Korea's nuclear facilities that could signal another step in efforts to acquire nuclear weapons. This month, according to U.S. officials, satellites have observed trucks moving to and from the location of spent nuclear fuel rods in North Korea. NPR's Mike Schuster reports this could mean the North Koreans are preparing to reprocess the plutonium in those fuel rods into bomb-making material.
8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods have been stored for nearly a decade in a cooling pond at Yongbyon in North Korea. They were kept there as part of the 1994 agreement with North Korea to freeze its nuclear weapons program. Now the North Koreans may be moving those fuel rods to another location or preparing to place them in a reprocessing facility also at Yongbyon. If the reprocessing begins, North Korea could have enough plutonium in half a year to make up to 6 nuclear weapons. The Bush administration has reacted cautiously to this development, only the latest in a series of similarly alarming steps that began several months ago. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said North Korea's nuclear potential should be a concern to the entire world.
We are working with our friends and allies in the international community on a peaceful and diplomatic resolution of these questions. Any movement of the spent fuel rods at Yongbyon would be a very serious development for the international community. It'd be another step in the wrong direction by North Korea.
At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer said the administration would support a move by the International Atomic Energy Agency to refer the matter to the UN Security Council. But the IAEA has been slow to recommend such a step, and the Bush administration has waited with uncharacteristic patience for the international community to act. The administration has studiously avoided calling North Korea's behavior a crisis. Some experts on North Korea's nuclear program say the Bush administration should take more urgent action, among them John Wolfstall, a former Energy Department official now at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
We are literally at the moment of no return, where if we don't shut down the nuclear program now, there will forevermore be uncertainty about whether or not North Korea has nuclear weapons. It will be impossible to track down the plutonium they are about to produce, to say nothing of the material they may have produced in the past.
Wolfstall, along with other critics, believes the administration will have to enter into talks with North Korea directly and very soon if it hopes to forestall Pyongyang's march toward acquiring a larger number of nuclear weapons. The CIA says North Korea has enough plutonium now for 2 nuclear bombs, but it is not known whether it ever assembled them. The current sequence of events began in October when a senior U.S. diplomat went to Pyongyang and presented evidence that North Korea had another ongoing secret nuclear weapons program based on enriching uranium. North Korea acknowledged that program and then declared that the freeze on its plutonium program had ended. In December, it began a series of technical steps to restart that program. It expelled international inspectors and then announced it was withdrawing from the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. Earlier this week, in the State of the Union message, President Bush warned North Korea not to attempt to blackmail the United States with its nuclear weapons program.
America is working with the countries of the region, South Korea, Japan, China, and Russia, to find a peaceful solution and to show the North Korean government that nuclear weapons will bring only isolation, economic stagnation, and continued hardship. The North Korean regime will find respect in the world and revival for its people only when it turns away from its nuclear ambitions.
North Korea reacted to those words with hostility, claiming that the United States was planning to use the nuclear dispute as a pretext to destroy its government. Until recently, the Bush administration refused to talk to North Korea before it first dismantled its nuclear programs. But under pressure from members of Congress and some former Republican officials, the administration reversed itself and announced that it is willing to meet face-to-face with North Korean representatives. Secretary of State Powell repeated that willingness today in a speech in Washington. He also reiterated that it is not the intention of the Bush administration to attack North Korea.
We stand ready to build a different kind of relationship with North Korea, but only when it comes into verifiable compliance with its international commitments. We want to see North Korea out of the proliferation business and integrated peacefully into the region and into the world community.
So far, though, talks with North Korea have not been set, although the State Department says direct communication between the United States and North Korea does take place through the missions of both governments at the United Nations. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.